comes that time in the evening for our talker. Tonight we are blessed to have with us one of the most cogent, insightful, and interesting speakers that we know. She's a massage therapist, and I can only imagine how great it is to have her lay her hands on me with love. With love. That's the key. That's the key. Some massage therapists work for money. Some work for love. And Lori is among that latter category. Please give a warm Wednesday night forum welcome to Lori LaPearl.
Thank you, Lindy.
Interesting, huh? I like that word.
Ooh, Lori? Yeah.
I don't want to pull a Millie. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Hi.
I'm actually really excited to share an experience with you guys tonight that I actually had. Can everybody hear me? I want to talk too loud. Okay. I'm not experienced at this too much. Millie's trying to get me experienced at this, though. So what I really want to talk to you about tonight is intentions, of when you have intentions, when you do for others. So I'll give you a couple examples of what I mean. When you have an intention for somebody that is in your life, and you want to do something for them, normally you don't have to think about it, right? You just do it. Your heart is in it. There is no explanation, no becauses, no whys, nothing. You just automatically will go into, oh, yeah, Kimberly and I have that kind of relationship. I mean, she's my soul sister, and I know that 100% we can count on each other without any explanations, which is an amazing relationship to have with someone. But I had an experience happen with me that I could say I kind of set myself up for, because I had expectations. But I'll let you know, one of the things with intentions that sometimes we have is that if you do with kindness through your heart and it's nothing you have to think of, it's just you do, right? But what if it's the other way around? What if it's something that makes you feel like it's a have to? It's something that somebody will call upon you because they need you, and sometimes people need others more than they need to. Check in a lot more, but I'm saying, like, if someone calls you up and you feel obligated to help them, maybe because they owe you something. You owe them back, I should say. They did something for you, so you want to do something for them. But it's not like you want to, because the timing's not right for you in your life at that moment. So it's not that you have your heart, like, normally maybe you say, I would do, yeah, it's in my heart to do for this person, but it's running through your God self to say, can I honor myself right now, being honest with this person that I love, that the timing is not right for me in this moment? And it doesn't have to be given a million explanations of why. It's just where it is at that moment, right? So think about when you do, when someone calls upon you to ask for help, and there's all these reasons because, the so's, the whys, the can'ts. Like maybe you think, like some of us think karma works, right? You think, well, oh boy, if I don't do this, how's karma going to come back to me, right? Not a good thing to do. You don't want to do it because of that, but we think that because we know if you put out good, you get good. So automatically you start thinking, well, I better do this. Or if you feel, what will people think if I don't? If I don't show up for my best friend, what will people say? Well, won't they ask Kimberly, wasn't Lori there for you? You know what I mean? If you have that relationship with her, why isn't she standing up if you're in need? So I just want to kind of give you some examples of what it would be when you're called upon for somebody. And it's not that you don't want to do it. It's not that at all. It doesn't make you a bad person. It's just at that time in your life, you're not, and it's not a good time. It's not the right place for that person to ask you. So you're trying to do your best by saying, oh boy, if I was really honest with myself right now, I would say, I can't. I got to pick the kids up. It's just too much for me right now. So I just want you to think about that and the relationships you have in your life. Do you have the people around you that you can actually be honest with and say, well, honor yourself at that moment and say, I love to be able to help you out, but I just can't, whatever it is. Because if you don't, you might want to look at that too, because that's a good relationship to start with people by just being totally honest and being yourself and having no judgment, accepting exactly where you're at that time. So I want to tell you guys what happened to me. And some of you will be able to relate. You might have had something like this happen. But my car broke down. And I take my dog every morning to Fiesta Island to play with her friends. And it was 6 o'clock in the morning. And it just so happens that I know that this, it's not about my car. I'm totally standing up in front of you guys tonight to let you know that I'm meant to really share this with people, because it was in the divine plan that this happened. It wasn't anything about my car. It was the experience I was supposed to get out of it. Mm-hmm. So I went to the Fiesta Island, and as a friend was leaving, which is weird, at 6:15, I'm like, I don't know what time she got there, but she came to say hello. I'm leaving, and I turn around, look at my truck, and my truck's leaking radiator fluid. So I was like, oh, this isn't good. And I'm in the middle of the island. I don't know if any of you have been there, but you don't want to get stuck out there, you know. So I grabbed my dog, and she was looking at me like, what are we doing? Because usually stay there. Put her in the truck, went home, called my mechanic, said, it's got to be, I know I'm not going to drive it. I know I know a lot about cars, but I know when something's dripping, you don't drive it. So I'm like, okay. So I called him. Now I'm in panic mode because I don't have a car and I got to go to work. Now, as Lindy said, at my work, I work with a lot of professional athletes, so they count on me and showing up. So for me to show up at work, I could call out of work, but I don't want to do that. I'm not the type of person. I know other people are counting on me. So I'm like, all I do is have to get to work. Well, I called upon a friend who I do a lot for, because I love her and she's always there for me and stuff. And I called and asked her if I could borrow her car because she doesn't drive. And she says, sure. Might I add, all these years that I've been friends with her, 8 or 9 years, I've never really asked her for anything because I'm a really bad receiver. I try to work at it. Millie and I talk about it all the time because she's not the best receiver either. So we try helping each other. Because it's not fair for me not to be a good receiver when people in my life want to give to me back just as much as I want to give them. And I love to give. So I really try looking at that, and it's good practice for me. Well, when she said yes, I had everything planned out because I'm a Libra and I'm all organized. I got everything done. Nobody needs to help me out. I got everything taken care of. Well, it wasn't supposed to happen that way, obviously, because the day just went turmoil from hour to hour. But so my mechanic's not calling me back. I'm stressed. He's a great guy and he's an awesome mechanic. He's just not very good timing getting back to you. So I'm like wondering, what should I do? She said I can borrow a car, but I have to check back with her because she's 88 and forgets. So I called her back, and then it wasn't happening the way I thought. She had said, was talking to her caretaker, and they were talking. I was on the phone, and they were on the phone, and they were talking about me amongst each other. And I was like, oh, my God, this is a have to. It's not that she wants to right now. For some reason, I felt like I was a have to, and it pulled at my heartstrings. I was like, wow. I mean, I was so upset. I just said on the phone, okay, look, thank you, but it's okay. I'll figure it out. So I got the phone. I cried a lot because I was like, this person I always thought I could count on, and I never dipped into the jar, but I knew it would always be there if I needed it, right? So I basically just sat there, and then I surrendered and I prayed and I said, look, I guess I didn't ask for help. I didn't ask the guide to step in, my angel friends, Heavenly Father, nothing. I just knew that Lori had it figured out. I don't need any help. You know what I mean? No one has to help me. I got it under control, blah, blah, blah. So I sat there and just prayed and said, I'm trying to be at service here in my life. And I said, I really just want to show up and do my job, because I knew other people at work were counting on me. And I knew I had two professional skateboarders that day too. So, I mean, I'm like, they're, you know, banged up they get. So I'm thinking, all right, I really just need to get to work. Can you make that happen for me? And I just surrendered. Before you know it, one of the girls I was supposed to meet that morning at Fiesta called me and said, what's going on? I saw you leave this morning at like 6:20. And I said, well, my car was leaking radiator. She said, you sound upset. Are you okay? Do you need anything? And I was like, yeah, well, I had everything planned out, and now I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get to work. And she was like, is that what you need? You need a ride to work. And I was like, I don't know her. Like, I don't walk with her in the morning, and we superficial stuff, but it's not like we ever stepped out to do – had an opportunity, really, to step out and help each other. So she says, well, without even thinking about it, this is doing, okay? Doesn't know anything really about me, just says, I'll take you to work. And I was like, really? And then me as a bad receiver is like, are you sure? You know? And she's like, yes. So I said, okay. So I'm like, great. So I call Kimberly. And of course, Kimberly's like, I'll pick you up. No problem. So I was so excited. And it felt good to trust that they were lining everything up. Well, in the meantime, I wrote on Facebook, I really dislike when you have car problems. And when I come back in their life, I'm not going to be a mechanic, but I am going to know about cars. Because not knowing about it drives you nuts. Because you're like, are they taking me for a ride? Is it really 300 or is it 3,000 or what? But it's good to know. In the meantime, I wrote on Facebook that I dislike when you have car problems because I'm a girl, blah, blah. Well, a guy ended up sending me a message. I only met twice through Kimberly. Acquaintance. That's it. I don't really know anything really about him. He said, Laurie, what's going on? What's up with your truck? I said, I think it's a radiator. He goes, well, what do you need? And I was like, well, I did need a ride to work, but I'm set with that. And he said, why don't you leave the keys? I'll come back by and check your truck out so I could tell your mechanic what's going on, because I told him, wait, not my mechanic. So he came when I was at work. I went to work, checked my truck out. When I got out of work, Kimberly picked me up. My phone rings, and it's this person that was going to help me out but decided to change her mind, basically upset, and said, I don't know why I said no to you. You do everything for me so much. She was crying, and she said, I don't know why I said, will you forgive me? And I said, of course, I love you. I'll forgive you. And I said, but I do want to say this, that I want relationships in my life that we can be truthful within ourselves. So if you feel like something doesn't feel right for you, I want you to know that I am the type of person you can share that with. That you can say, I just don't feel up for it. I can't, whatever it is, because we don't allow each other to say that. So I'm like, I want those kind of relationships. So it made our relationship even deeper, you know, as a friendship. So that was one great thing that happened with her and I. And then, so I call this guy who basically checked my car out, and he says, it's a water pump. Well, I just had the water pump replaced not too long ago. So I'm like, the water pump, I just had that done, didn't I? Wasn't it that part? I'm thinking, was it that part? And I knew it was, and I went back, checked my paperwork out, because I'm like, a girl not knowing, right? It's one of those pieces, what you call it. I'm like, that's what I think he called it, was a water pump. But so I basically went back through my paperwork. Sure enough, it's a water pump. So he says, well, I'll fix it for you, Laura, but get it through your mechanic because you have a guarantee on the part. It's not that long ago. So I'm like, okay. Meanwhile, he says, well, what are you doing? What else do you need? And I was like, well, he goes, how about a ride to work tomorrow? I said, I don't have that covered yet, but I'll figure it out. He said, well, I'll give you a car. And I'm like, what? I'm like, no. I said, no. And he's like, yeah, Lori. And I was like, no, I can't. And really, I mean, like, someone to give you a car. Anyway, to even say that, you're like, what? Am I hearing this right? You know, kind of thing. So I was like, but he had said, I have a couple vehicles. I have insurance. So I was like kind of fighting with him, but I was like hesitating because I wanted to say yes, but I felt like he's going to give me a car. And it was a lot of responsibility too. You know, you have somebody else's car. So he said to me this, which is interesting. He said, now he goes, and I was really upset still and stuff. He said, look, take a deep breath. He said, why are you going to do this to yourself? He goes, I am going to give you something that's going to make everything smooth out. You don't have to worry about anything. Let me help you. Why would you say no? So I thought about it saying, trying to be the good receiver, right? So I said, wow. I said, he's right. You know, why wouldn't I do it? Crazy. Most people would say hello, but, but anyways, so I said, okay. So he gave me a car that night. He dropped the keys and the car off, and my mechanic called me coming on Saturday to fix my car. And it was the water pump, which he did get replaced, which he says he doesn't even know why it went. He has no really explanation of why my water pump went. So I'm like thinking, yeah, this is definitely a God story. So in the meantime, you know, I have this guy's car for a couple days and my car is getting fixed and I'm thinking about all the stuff that happened, like what I got out of it for me was not asking, right? I had everything planned out. They couldn't step in to help me at all because Lori had it all figured out. And I'm thinking, wow, I mean, all I had to do was step back and let go of my fear, right? Because my fear is the one that rejected everything. As I'm like, oh, I got it all set. That and how I had expectations. Just because I do things for other people, and even though I need to dip in the jar here once in a while, it's not what I should be doing, even though the person's telling me one day count on me, right? So I'm thinking, wow, I set myself up. I had an expectation there that that person someday would be there for me. And regardless of her reasons, I don't really need to know why. You know, that and it really made me kind of feel inside, like pull in to see where am I at when people ask me for help. Am I doing things because I really want to? I just want to do because it's in my heart? Or do I have any of these becauses because I just can't, you know, for some other reason, one reason or another. So I started thinking of, wow, less than 24 hours actually, because it started like, 6 in the morning, and by the time I went to bed at like 11 at night, I was like, this is a heavy day. I was so tired because I went from so many highs and lows to like, okay, I got it. Oh, I'm scared to, I got it all in order, right? To, oh no, it's not as I planned. To, okay, hi again. And then it was just so, it's a lot when you have a day like that. Am I right? Yeah. You just feel like, oh boy, all over the place. And you go to bed and you're exhausted because all this energy is all over the place. But I'm so grateful for the experience because I looked at how I show up too. Because I do want to be teach only love. Some of the songs that came up today, some of the words, I was just like, wow, it's kind of what I'm talking about tonight. Because it's all about us being a good example, right? How we want to show up and stuff. But I do want you to honor yourself if you look in within yourself, like Millie says, run it through your God self and feel what feels right for you. Because we do have busy lives, and sometimes you can't show up for people that you'd like to show up. Doesn't make you a bad person. You know, it doesn't categorize you in any way. Some people might think, you might think that, take that on yourself to think that maybe I'm not being unkind right now because I didn't show up for them. But you're not doing them any service, because I'll tell you, when you have to, when somebody, you feel from somebody, now I know everybody in this room has felt this at least once in your life. You feel that you know that somebody's doing something from you and you have a heaviness about it. You know they're with you. You know they're helping you. You know they're there, right? But something quite doesn't feel right. And you know that that person's not happy to be there right that minute. And you don't know why, but energetically you feel it. You feel like, wow. So part of you kind of want to shut everything down and say, you know what? I'd rather have this not happen right now. I'd rather ask someone else, right? Because that feeling is, it's really heavy. It's like, I'd rather have somebody say, no, I can't. And I don't want, if you want to tell me the reason, that's fine, but you don't need to go in your story. Is I don't want to be have to. I want, you know, someone to want to do because they have it in the heart at that time. You know, step up and whatever you can do. But I think that a lot of times we feel like we have to have excuses, right? Because people put pressure on us. Well, just because you don't feel like it's not a good reason. Yeah, it is. Because you're honoring yourself right now that you just maybe had like a day like I had. Somebody asked me to go dancing that night. It wouldn't have happened. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like certain points in your life, though, you start looking at like you want to be true to yourself. Because we're projecting energy out, right? So if you're projecting something that's not truthful, it's the same thing putting out energy that's more of a negative than it is a positive. So that was my experience. And I just really was excited to kind of share with you guys, because I know that every person in this room can relate somewhere or another of, and maybe you'll show up, maybe you'll feel like next time someone asks you, you run it through your God self to say, you know, is this in my heart? Am I a doer right now? Or do I feel like it's a have to? Because when you're on the other side as a receiver and it's a have to, you're not doing any favors to the person. You're better off saying, I can't right now. Because the feeling that I had, I wouldn't want anyone here to go through. It just hurts so bad. Because I partly did to myself, because I did have expectations on this person being there for me. Yes, because she told me, but I also just figured out, you know, usually for me, how a friend, you always show up, a good friend, because, and there is no becauses or have tos, it's just you do. So hopefully you guys got something out of that, and I guess that's it. Thanks.
I promised you insight, and that was extremely insightful.
Yes.
I think everyone who is here tonight gained something from your story, Lori. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you,
Lindy. I know I have friends like you talk about. Barbara Christensen was at the ER with me twice for 12 hours.
Looking for doctors.
Yeah. The third time I went to the ER, I called Barbara and I said, "Hey, I'm here, but you don't have to come over."
She wanted them all to herself.
I was looking for Dr. Wright and I got Dr. Wong.